Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This Kentucky church is presenting the United States Supreme Court with an important due process case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, you and I were talking earlier. I really believe that the government used COVID to punish and try to destroy the church. And here's an example, a Maryville Baptist in Kentucky that would not abide by the lockdowns, even had church outside in the parking lot, and the government was still trying to punish them.
Now, Dr. Jack Roberts, I remember when we met with him, he is the pastor of Maryville Baptist Church in Kentucky. He had never missed a Sunday service as a pastor, never. And he had been pastoring for between 40 and 50 years. Mm-hmm. And then COVID came. And the governor, Democrat Andy Beshear, issued an executive order and a threat as Easter was approaching. And on Good Friday, he said that no one should be attending a church anywhere in Kentucky, including in the parking lot.
And remember, Easter is usually the largest attendance for any church.
Right. So this was 2020 as we are coming to Good Friday, and he gives this threat. Nobody should be attending the church.
Not even in the parking lot.
Not even a parking lot. Now, there was a lawsuit by another church in the Louisville, Kentucky area, and the judge in that case ultimately ruled against Beshear. But he continued to press, and he made a threat. Better not attend any church. So on Easter Sunday, the pastor set up loudspeakers outside of the church, and people came into the parking lot, and they stayed in their car with windows rolled up. And there is the loudspeaker that's broadcasting into the parking lot. And lo and behold, the state police come into the parking lot, and they go car to car to car, and they give these citations, these notices, that you are now notified that you're in mandatory quarantine.
But granted, you could go across the street and go to Home Depot and buy your potted plants or your garden hoses, no problem.
Yeah, and you could actually go across the street and you could listen to Pastor Jack Roberts if he were broadcasting on the radio, for example. And the whole group could have gone across the street. They could have all parked together and listened to him on the radio.
But that defeats the purpose, you know?
I know.
They need to be able to go to
the
church.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a parking lot.
Right.
You're listening to...
Same germs.
Because yeah. You're not seeing the person.
Right.
Because you're not seeing the pastor. He's inside the church. He's speaking, and the speakers are outside the church, so that's broadcast into the parking lot.
And I thought it was amazing. There were some people that came from out of town to attend the church just in support of what he was doing.
Yeah. So what happened is we ended up filing a lawsuit after they did the notices of quarantine. You couldn't leave your county without prior permission. You couldn't take public transportation without prior permission. You had to go to the health department every day and test and give them your temperature and so forth, whether you had COVID. Anybody who was in your car, all of them had to be quarantined. Two people in the church lost their jobs over this issue. And we filed suit, and we ended up we lost at the district court, won at the Court of Appeals 3-0. We won a couple of injunctions, 3-0 at the Court of Appeals for parking lot services, 3-0 at the Court of Appeals for in-person services inside the church. And this other group of people, this other group of congregants that had come from a neighboring county that weren't even members of the church, that just came there because they knew that the church was going to be open, they also filed a suit using our pleadings to file the suit, and they patterned it after their case. They were not the pastor. They were not the church members. They were attendees, right? So they got an injunction because we got an injunction. So after we got the injunctions, the governor had to rescind his lockdown orders. Then the other group filed for attorney's fees because they're prevailing parties.
And they had a different judge, right?
They had a different judge because they're in a different county.
Mm-hmm.
And that judge granted them prevailing party status because that's what the law required. Went to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals unanimously upheld it. And then our judge, who denied us originally, we went to that judge, and he denied us prevailing party status. Same case, same facts. We're the one who led the case. We're the one who got the injunctions. And he denied us. So we appealed to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals said, well, wait a minute. We just decided this in the other case. Identical facts, same church, same day, same everything. Sent it back down to the lower court judge and just simply apply our opinion. Fairly simple. Well, he sat on it and sat on it and sat on it. And a year goes by, and he denied it again. Now it's up at the Court of Appeals. It's a no-brainer. We're prevailing parties and therefore entitled to attorney's fees and cost. While it's at the Court of Appeals, the U.S. Supreme Court takes a case and decides that it's going to change the rules in 11 of the 12 circuit courts of appeal that have ruled on it. 11 of the 12 circuit courts of appeal that have ruled on this issue have all concluded the same thing, including the Sixth Circuit, where we are in this case. And that is, if you have a preliminary injunction that gives you the relief to which you asked, and then the case becomes moot and there's no other appeal, there's no other way to reverse that, then you are the prevailing party. And so we had preliminary injunctions. We got the first injunctions in the country. It gave us all the relief we had asked for, be able to have parking lot services, in-person services. That case could never be reversed. The mandate was rescinded, so there's no way to reverse our victory. We had many, many weeks of unfettered ability to have worship. We should be prevailing parties under the Court of Appeals rule. And the Supreme Court changed it and said, no, the only way you can become a prevailing party is if you have a permanent injunction. Well, as a result of that, that impacts Liberty Counsel. And although we represent individuals at no cost, if we win against a government like this that violates your constitutional rights, we will submit our hours. This would have been amounting to about $750,000 to $1 million. And so now it goes to the Court of Appeals after the Supreme Court's ruling. Court of Appeals says, well, this changes the rules of the game. And so therefore, they ruled against us. So now this case is up before the Supreme Court.
Even though our case was before the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah. So you've got this other case that's identical that actually piggybacked on us, followed us, got the benefit of our injunction, used our pleadings, and they get prevailing party status and get awarded $200,000+. We led the case, got the injunction, the first one in the entire nation, benefited this other group, and then we don't get prevailing party status because the Supreme Court changes the rule. And so our point is that when, just like a statute, if it comes in and it divests you of a vested right, it has to be prospective. It can't be retroactive. In other words, you can't pass a statute that actually takes away a right that you already have. It can only apply going forward, prospectively, to other things that have not been decided about whether you have a right to a certain property or something else. And it should be the same way with court decisions. And there are a number of court cases that say the same thing, that a court decision that comes down subsequently cannot take away a previously vested right. Why? Because that's a violation of due process of law. It's basically like if you have property and you can't have that taken away without just compensation. The government can't just simply take away something that you have a right to retroactively. They can change the rules of the game going forward, but they can't take away the rights that have been vested and that are yours and you're entitled to in the past. And if they try to do that, like, for example, property, they have to compensate you for that property.
So now we're praying the Supreme Court will take this case and make the wrong right.
Yeah, and so while it might sound like it's a complicated legal issue, the point of the matter is the governor, or in this case, the Kentucky government, should be held accountable for these unconstitutional rights, because failure to do so will allow them to continue to do the same thing without any repercussion. We're working with Congress to make sure that there's an amendment to this particular statute to change what the Supreme Court did, because this decision by the High Court is a terrible one. It will allow states to jack you around, to resist you, and even go through years of litigation, and then you win an injunction, and then they decide after years of litigation, oh, well, we're going to change, go home, see you later, and they continue to harass people and take away your rights. That cannot be the law. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.